This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome to Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury. On the phone line with me today, I have Kay from thebigbigplace.com, which is the biggest curated marketplace in Malaysia for outdoor and running gear. And this is because I had another friend from Real Outplay who introduced us, and now we're here to discuss this outdoor running gear marketplace, online marketplace. They're selling stuff from Garmin, from Koros, Hoka One One, Sea2 Summit, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I also noticed that they've got some multi-tools on there, which are very cool, some camping stuff. Kay, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. It's very, very... I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talking to you, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so excitement aside, Kay... A lot of us are wanting to get outside, and for the longest time we haven't been able to get outside. How has business been for a company that sells outdoor and running gear been over the last few months?
Okay, things have changed for the past few months. We need to say that when MCO started, the sales was quite difficult for us, but mostly for things like nutrition, this doesn't really move that fast. But we also have, in Big Big Place, it's quite great because we have a different type of, a lot of selections of products. So
yeah.
Ranging from, watches up to camping. So we weren't that affected that much in ways that, if you don't want to buy this, then we have watches. If you don't want to buy watches, then we have running shoes.
Right.
So things were pretty much okay for the past 3 months, I'd say, after the RMCO was lifted. And I feel that things will be better, even though that the RMCO is going to be, up until the 31st of December.
Right.
Yeah.
You're pretty confident, are you?
I'd say I'm pretty optimistic with the future.
Optimistic is perhaps a better word than confident, I'd say. Yes. Okay, let's rewind a little bit. So you guys started what, in 2016?
Yes, we started in 2016. Before this, we were selling a little bit more on camera products.
Really?
We realized, we started with action cameras, like GoPros and all the accessories.
Yeah.
And then we believe that, there's a market where people actually wants to find good brand products for running outdoors and other stuff. So we decided to just jump in because coming from a company that sells action cameras, we believe that, this is a good business because everyone is running, everyone is going outdoors.
Yeah.
And the I'd say Malaysians, they love to be outdoors.
Of course.
Unlike going outside where the weather is like, for example, in Europe, it's not always sunny.
Let's be honest, Kay, the weather in the UK is awful. It's awful.
I've been there a couple of times. I've actually lived in France for a couple of years. Come on, tell me.
Yeah.
You're in Malaysia. It's great, right?
Exactly. That's part of the reason I live here. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, we Malaysians are always outdoors. People are always trying to find, Malaysia, the places in Malaysia, you can find lakes, you can find mountains to just climb. So, this is something that is very great, right?
Yeah, okay. So, an interesting kind of move away from camera gear. How familiar were you with the products that you started bringing in, like your Garmin and your stuff? Or did you have to do additional research to kind of decide which products to hone in on? How did you come to those decisions about which products to start promoting and which to start stocking?
Okay, here's the interesting part. I actually do a little bit of swim, bike, run myself.
Right.
So I'd say up to 80% the things that we have in store, I have tested it.
Oh, wow.
from nutrition, things like shoes, because I also do reviews for this kind of like watches, the shoes.
I see.
And nutrition. So I would like to recommend most of my customers to be able to try what I've tried. Mm. So I'd say to them, hey, this might be the best gel that I've tried in terms of like taste, or this is the one that has given me the best effect. And this one might not be working that much for me, but hey, everyone has their own nutrition.
Mm.
And then, for example, I do reviews for watches for another part of a BB Place, which is the other side, which is on the OK Studios, where we actually review things like, okay, this watch from the range of, I'd say, 1,000 ringgit to 1,005, it gives you this functionality, and this maybe this one might work for people who only do hiking. This one actually works for tried leads. So, yeah, this is something that is very close to my heart. I'd say I'm very passionate about it.
Right.
So sports and outdoors is within the whole team. My team sometimes just go hiking and camping. So, yeah, it's pretty much ingrained in the spirit of the company.
And I suppose it's a kind of ongoing process with the decisions that you make for the products that you take on as well, because things are changing rapidly. You know, there's new tech, all kinds of stuff coming out. Do you get time? Do you and the team always have time to review stuff before you put it up on your website?
Not everything at the moment, because some actually from our vendors, because it's a hybrid marketplace. But we try to get what, I mean, for example, now we are heading into the direction of putting more camping stuff.
Yeah.
So we are, for example, BioLite is a brand that we are quite optimistic, because it is something that promotes clean energy. And it also is quite cool in certain ways, because it has like solar panels, smokeless fire pit. So these are the things that we brought in, we tried ourselves, and we are quite impressed.
Great ideas.
Yeah. So we want to be able, I mean, one of our unique selling points is we want to be able to educate the consumers and the customers for whatever purchase that they wanted to do.
Mm.
Yeah. We're quite proud on that.
Yeah, good. And I think that's part of a discussion, a bigger discussion that particularly moving forward that a lot of people need to be having. And despite that discussion, in some ways to be quite difficult, you know, you go camping and the idea is that you're roughing it. You're starting a fire with sticks and tinder and one thing or another. But now you look at the tech that's behind this kind of stuff, you know, and you can have, you know, an electricity generating wood stove. You can have all kinds of stuff that are kind of linking the two mediums together, if you like.
I mean, it depends on people themselves, because some people actually want the experience of having that outdoor without much tech. But I have to say that we are not living in the cave nowadays. So if you just want to have an experience, a good experience outdoor, you want to enjoy your coffee, getting the a good barbecue. I mean, tech is something that is very, I'd say, innovative, and it will help you enhance the experience outdoors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, example, let's say the BioLite fire pit we have is amazing. You can even control it with Bluetooth. So
right.
that's great.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff like the solar panels are one thing. I mean, I think they're great until it becomes the point where you're using those solar panels out in the wild to charge your mobile phone. You know? It's kind of defeating the purpose of you being out in the wild almost, you know, I think.
Yeah, I'd say that is one of the things. But you just need to be clear of what are your objectives going out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a short break, Kay. When we come back, we'll speak about some of your objectives as a business and perhaps how you got started in terms of financing the whole thing. And where you find yourself now and what you want to do and what you want to achieve over the next year or two.
all right.
Okay. You're tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Prebury. On the phone line with me right now, I have Fami, otherwise known as Kay. This is Open for Business, and these guys are from the bigbigplace.com. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Buggy Free Minum. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury here on Enterprise. On the phone with me right now, I have Fami K. He is from thebigbigplace.com, and what they do, it's the biggest curated marketplace in Malaysia for outdoor and running gear. They have all kinds of stuff on their website, from camping gear to running gear to lifestyle gear to stuff like travel, hiking, all kinds of stuff. We've had a bit of a brief discussion about how business was during the pandemic. Still in the pandemic, of course, we are right now. Kay, now, moving forward, how do you think business is going to alter? Because we see an awful lot of people now buying stuff online. And even when we look at data from like the 99 sales of Shopee and Lazada and whatever, we see huge increases in online purchasing. Have you noticed that yourself?
I'd say the behavior for people in buying online has changed a lot for the past 6 months. We have seen a different type of behavior. For example, okay, most of the items in Big Big Place itself are not quite cheap because we bring premium brands, like, yeah, for example, Garmin, which is above 1,005.
Yeah.
So the thing that we have noticed is basically the behavior changes from buying full amount. You wouldn't want to pay full amount, and you are more inclined to buy in what they call is installments.
Yeah.
So we have been partnering up with a couple of payment gateways and microloans to be able to facilitate this type of payments.
I see.
And this has worked quite well with Big Big Place itself. I must say that Big Big Place could be the one of the earliest to adopt this outside, and this has worked wonders for us.
Mm. Yeah. How difficult were these partnerships to form, do you think?
I mean, first of all, in order to be able to have these partnerships, we need to build trust.
Mm.
So we have to be able to actually let them know what are our sales target and how the things are happening for the past 6 months or,
yeah,
3 months, because during MCO it was very, very difficult in certain ways.
Mm.
And yeah, it was quite difficult in the beginning, but I think once we have forged that partnership, they were quite happy with it.
Mm. I want to touch a little bit on, and I haven't asked you this yet, about where you got your funds from for starting the Big Big Place originally. And this is often a difficult discussion that we have with entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You know, it's a private issue for most people. But I want to push you a little bit and find out, are you guys like bootstrapped? Did you start yourselves? Did you have investors? Did you get your family involved? How did it get started?
Yeah, this is, I'd say, something that is a bit more like very hard for especially Asians.
Of course.
To just talk about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and in the beginning, we started bootstrapping quite a lot.
Mm.
So at that time, I'd say the camera business was quite okay.
You're right.
And then we managed to just build up slowly and slowly. And we are also, I mean, we got invested a little bit from a few like angel investors,
mm,
but it's not much. But we believe that with partnerships with the suppliers, getting better credit terms, this actually helped us in order to build from a small company to what we have at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's something else that I was going to ask as well. I mean, you've gone from just being a two-man show to a team of six, is that right?
Yeah.
And from 2,000 products to over 20,000 products. That's quite a bit of a jump. And I assume you didn't go overnight from 2,000 to 20,000. Right. So how has that kind of transition been, you know, in terms of your logistics and how you keep track of items? You know, what kind of software were you involved? Were you getting involved with that?
Okay. In terms of getting all the logistics and also the software, we started slow. We wanted to use things like Magento in the beginning, and then now we are going into Shopify at the highest tier. I think it is something that, I mean, the decision to do slowly has helped us to grow in certain ways. And then the most important thing, I think, is learning to work from two person to this team of six. And this actually has helped us to sort out things, how do you say, in a way that, yes, we were bootstrapping, and then we need to be able to make fast decisions, better partnerships outside, and yeah, trying to get suppliers to actually be able to help us throughout the journey.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it, at any stage you go wrong?
Of course. In business, I think that is always a matter of like whether it's going to make you or break you, I think.
Right.
So
give me an example.
Give
me an example of where you went wrong.
An example. Let's say, coming back to the product selections that we mentioned before this. So we tried to get certain types of products, and we didn't believe that, we had a couple of MOQs to fill, and then we realized that, hey, this is not something that the consumer wants and the customer will be buying. So from that, we have learned that, hey, okay, maybe we can try a little bit of a smaller quantity and then try to promote it and see if there's an interest from the market itself. And then that is, I mean, forms the basis of what we are trying to do at the moment. And then this is something that is going on at the moment. Yeah, it's one of the foundation that we have now.
A couple of more questions just before we wrap up, because we're going to run out of time in a minute. My first question is, obviously, you yourself are somebody who enjoys what it is that you do. You know, you're running, you're cycling, you're hiking, and all of the kind of stuff. How do you, and this kind of relates to what you've just said, how do you avoid looking at products and putting products into your marketplace that you have some kind of attachment to? You know, you go, oh, this is a great product, it's perfect for me, and you put it in there, and then your sales just don't go anywhere. How do you stop yourself from doing that?
Like I said, it's a trial and error thing. I mean, there's a couple of other products. Like, for example, I love coffee.
Yes.
I think most of the people, I mean, they feed on coffee a lot. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to bring a couple of, just for example, a couple of hand espressos, hand pump espressos, which is quite expensive, but they come from China.
Right.
And then we realized that we can't compete with the price that they are out there.
Yeah.
So this is something that we had. I mean, it's something that is very difficult for us to realize that in the beginning that, hey, there's competitors and they are giving away this for nearly 30% or 40% of whatever we are offering. So, yeah, we learn from mistakes.
Great stuff. Kate, thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Thanks, man. Thank you for having me in BFM.
Absolute pleasure. That was Kay from BigBigPlace.com. I strongly suggest you head over to their website and have a look around. They are the biggest curated marketplace in Malaysia for outdoor and running gear. There's stuff on there that I want to spend my good, hard-earned money on, Kay, and I hold you entirely responsible for this.
Yeah, please do check out our website at BigBigPlace.com, and we will be having warehouse sales on the 26th of September. Check it out.
I'm glad you told me that now before I clicked that buy button. You are listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.